we talk about mining, underground mining operations. Where's AI and machine learning fitting into the journey?
My comment on that would be like, look, mining is a complex system. And not only is it a complex system, but it's a system with so many other subsystems. And a long time ago, I had a mining CEO say that running a mining operation is like playing multi-level chess, where there's so much happening all over the place. And that it's very difficult for any one person to you know, look, a long time ago, the shift boss could maybe have all the answers because there wasn't the complexity that was there. But nowadays, it's so complex and so many moving parts, so many moving pieces of equipment, so many fans to turn on and off, so many inventories in motion, just so much information, right? So I think the advent of AI and machine learning is going to allow us to be able to zoom faster to the decision point, right? Because of all these variables that are coming together. So I think the need for AI and machine learning is actually going to accelerate the speed at which we make the decisions that we should without wasting our time looking at all that non-essential information. Because as it is right now, you know what, it's very difficult for the human brain to distinguish which information is relevant or not relevant when you're getting all this information coming at you in real time. So I think that's where it's coming from. And also the other piece too is that I think what's happening with mining is that we're actually missing out on getting the insights that are necessary to truly optimize operations simply because we haven't been looking at the data and we haven't been crunching it properly. And I think some of the things that Aviva is doing, and Martin and I were talking a little bit earlier last week, we're just talking about how the fact that the information is brought to and what it needs to be activated. It can't just sit there and collect dust. The data cannot collect dust, but it needs to be activated so that the insights can be drawn out of it. So that's one thing that I'm observing from some of the ecosystem.